now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I've been a fan of Jackie Gleason for a long time, and I've always thought there was a bit of a lack of information about this amazing man. Well, thankfully, James Spencer has put together a book all about his music. We check out some cool stories in Lounge Life magazine this week and a request coming our way along with the World of Swank gig guide right now from the new live album from Nutty, live at the Purple Pit. It is Magic Train Ride.
All aboard! Sound machine on a cloud of sound adrift in the night. Any place it goes is right, goes far, flies near, farther stars away from here. You don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let that sound take you away. Yeah. Last night I held a Latin slam, and so I wish that I could stay. For the thing that answered me was someone came and took the lamp away. I looked all around, lousy candles all I found. You don't know what we can find. Why did you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, doll. Let that sound take you away. Thank you.
the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Soundtrack. It is Daniel Pemberton and In Vogue on the Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, website cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation.
James Spencer joins me once again, the most prolific writer and producer, I think, in the lounge scene. James, you are a very, very busy man. You've got a brand new book for us.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, this book is the first. I'm really proud of this book, even though this book is probably the hardest research I've ever done because there's very little information. But this is the first book. It's called The Music of Jackie Gleason for Lovers Only. It is the first book ever on the market to examine Jackie Gleason's music career. So there's, you know, about 10 really excellent Jackie Gleason bios, but they rarely touch on anything on the music except like a one paragraph mention. And they focus on, you know, the Honeymooners and his career as an actor comedian.
Yeah.
So, what's tricky about Gleason, as I don't know if people know, but Jackie Gleason did not read one note of music, and he had very limited conducting skills. But he claimed that, you know, that he was a composer, arranger, you know, world renowned conductor. And so what happened is there was a lot of ghostwriters and people that he kind of paid under the table, or that Capital kind of, paid off to create the Gleason sound. But I don't want to put Gleason down in that he was an incredible research musicologist that got together with his friends like Frank Sinatra and listened to music and examined songs. You know, he had this very, very strong vision of and passion for the music, wanting to create the most beautiful romantic mood music of the mid-century. And vision also meant that he broke all the rules, which is why he's so interesting. So where, you know, an average, arranger conductor, like maybe, Nelson Riddle,
yeah,
would do something, Gleason would be, he'd say, I want, 24 mandolins and, 40 flutes and, these kind of crazy orchestrations. And he just had, Capital backed him and he got what he wanted.
So that's amazing.
In this book, what's fascinating is most of the things that are floating around the internet concerning the music is incorrect information, or there's a lot of gaps. So if you look at like sessionographies online and things, you know, there's very, you know, they'll say like, you know, Jackie Gleason arranged this album. He didn't. You know, and I basically got from Capitol the whole sessionography where Jackie still lies on the sessionographies, where he changes names. It's really interesting. Like, for example, the arranger of Music for Lovers Only, which was his first album with Capitol. And what's amazing, I want to say, is that album set the whole mood for new music of the mid-century. I don't know if people know that was not a number one hit album and stayed on the charts at number one for 153 weeks.
Wow.
That's insane. You know, that's what I'm saying. And everybody thought, because, you know, if you look at the back jacket, okay, in the smallest print, it says arrangements by C. Dudley King. And most people go, who the hell is C. Dudley King? It turns out it's the famous arranger Pete King.
Right.
And so that was that, you know, Pete King arranged a lot for Capitol. Pete King did, you know, arrange a lot of Julie London's albums, like Calendar Girl with Pete King, you know, a lot of famous albums. You know, he was like the big arranger. He did Nelson, you know, Nat King Cole. He did, you know, Doris Day albums. He did Vic Damone, you know, a lot of famous. So how did this happen? Like, we go, wait a second, you know, and it's like Capitol changed the name to C. Dudley King to downplay the arrangements and, you know, and put, you know, Gleason as conductor, you know, and things like this. And Gleason basically just took the glory. And later on, we had other very famous arrangers, including Billy May, doing Jackie's arrangement and getting not even a mention. So this book exposes all of this. Like, this is what really happened. If you love Gleason, and I love Gleason, I don't want to put Gleason down because I think his vision was fantastic.
Yeah.
He had, you know, he knew what he wanted. A master of the concept album. He had the most beautiful, iconic album covers. He knew what he was doing. He was a leader, and he did admire most of his performers. So he, you know, he respected them, but he just wanted the glory, and it was his name and his brand. So basically, Capitol paid off the ghostwriters and paid off the musicians. And with the exception of, everybody kind of knows Bobby Hackett, who did the trumpet solos for Gleason. Signature sound, but they don't know like who are the other famous people that played on the albums. And when I started to do a lot of research, I was blown away. You know, Roy Eldridge, I'm like, really? You know, like, you know, plus, you know, played, and there's like, you know, Romeo Pesce, and even you know, just like all these famous people, and you go, wow, I would have no idea they were on this album.
And that's the power of this book. As I was reading through and going, wow, I had no idea this guy was on it. I love the fact that you've gone and you've talked about the album covers and some of the models. It is a great companion book. You are the king of the companion books for the lounge music scene, and these are the kind of books that as you're sitting in your Danish chair listening to some Gleason, this is what you pull out and you have a flip through, and it's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And that's what I try to do. You know, I had a lot of wonderful colleagues that are, you know, incredible musicologists, and a lot of people have talked about doing, you know, a Gleason music book for years. Mm. And the problem is that there's no information.
Yeah.
So basically, I have to be very honest and say, I wish this could have been a much more thorough bio, but what's great is getting that sessionography. This is the first time the public has access into the Capitol file. So look at, you know, you can check every date he recorded and what was recorded and what he tossed out. And, you know, there's some really amusing anecdotes from different tracks. Like one time he went out with Sinatra and got wasted. The guy totally drunk, showed up to the rehearsal in the morning and, you know, everything fell apart and he just canceled the rehearsal, you know, and things like that. And this is all documented. So it's interesting to look at his creative process and where he recorded. Like, you know, he recorded the majority of the albums out of the Capitol Records studio in New York, because he lived out of New York, and he would always kind of schedule his recording sessions around Frank Sinatra's because they were close friends. And so they would kind of record on, you know, on similar days and then go off and drink all night. You know, stuff like that. You know, they're typical swingers, you know. And so it's kind of interesting to look at that. And then towards the end years in the 70s, he had finally retired to, which is interesting. This is another brief story here, is he retired and bought what's called the Carousel Spaceship House in Florida. And it was like this big circular mid-century mansion he had built. And the reason why I mentioned that is then, you know, he moved to Florida and the last two albums were recorded in Miami. But just this week, that went up for sale.
Did you buy it?
I thought that's interesting that my book happened to come out the same week that the Gleason House went up for sale. So that is, you know, that's kind of interesting, you know. So
did you put in an offer?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put in an offer?
Oh, I would love to. It has a beautiful circular carousel mid-century living room with you know, his grand piano in the center, and it all looks out onto, you know, the tropical landscape. You know, it's completely sort of glass around the whole building like a spaceship.
It's amazing.
You know,
amazing.
And everybody knows me on my Facebook page. If you look at my cover photo, it's that photo.
Congratulations. Definitely. It's a marvelous book. It's a fantastic companion. And the thing is, it hasn't been done before. That's the amazing thing. The music of Jackie Gleason for lovers only, and it's out right now. James, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and congratulations on an amazing, amazing book.
Thank you so much, Coop. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. in a time. In a world in a time.
The Cocktail Nation.
Join the man who is about to receive a very different glass eye. A tiny television camera. Handy for espionage.
Don't you dare come back if you let the Russians get their dirty hands on that microfilm.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
The Lounge Lothario. Cooper. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
to Cocktail Nation with Octobop, Love Me or Leave Me, James Spencer before that, and Bittersweet. Do check out the Cocktail Nation magazine. It is called Lounge Life Magazine, and it's a free download. It's a special flipboard magazine, and I just love adding stories to this. Elizabeth Taylor's former Beverly Hills mansion is back on the market for the first time in 21 years. The Cleopatra and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof actress lived in the home in the 1950s with her second husband, British actor Michael Wilding. The pair lived with their two sons, Michael and Christopher, just before their divorce in 1957. It's a 7,000-square-foot mansion built in 1953 by architect George McLean, and it's now on the market for $15 million. Also got a story on Jackie Gleason's house as well. It's for sale. And an interesting story about the mobile phone and how we got there from the humble rotary phone. And the essentials, the types of shirts every man should own. Those stories and a whole lot more via the Lounge Life magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. And here's Joey Altruder, Tiara Tango.
Miserable as any gal can be who ain't a Up high from the center of Sydney, Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
With Layla Schifrin, Mission Impossible, just saw number 6 the other day. with Tom Cruise. Got to tell you, that franchise, they've really stuck to the heritage of the TV show. And I know some people are purists and say, look, I only like the TV show, but I'll tell you what, I think they've really stuck to it, and they honour it every single time they make a movie. It's a good one to check out. I'm a big fan, I've got to tell you. Also played Laura Ainsworth. It's a nuisance having you around. Cocktailnation with lounge leader Coop Cooper.
On de cocktail nation itistir Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send some audio. I'll play that one for you. We'll do requests. Yeah, get in touch as well via the social media pages as well with the official Facebook page of the Cocktail Nation Radio Show, simply entitled Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation Radio, and also Cocktail Nation via the Twitter as well. From Robert in New York, dear Coop, can I make a request? Would love to hear a band that you played a while back, the Mumbo Zombies. Haven't heard them for a while. Yeah, you're right, actually, Robin. Haven't played them for a while. From Texas, Austin, Texas. But interestingly, a very international group with the musicians from Brazil, New York, Chicago, and Austin, Texas. Here they are with Antigua on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation with Metrolites and Banana Republic.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
The last couple of weeks, we've done some spy shows, spy and crime music. It's funny how you can go down a bit of a rabbit hole, and yes, yours truly has gone down one as far as 60s spies are concerned. Here's a blog for you, spyguysandgals.com. Some very cool stuff there. Let's take a look at the world of swank for past on mobileclocks.com right now. Lots of things on, really busy time of the year, actually. Coming up August 22 in Sydney, it's Swinging at the Speakeasy with Miss Pia Swing Combo, Raymond Scott Festival in Los Angeles. And that's coming up September 8. October 1, the Factory Theatre in Sydney, it's Tiki Safari. October 9, Savannah Jazz with Octobob, who we played tonight. And also Tiki Day in September. That's coming up on the 30th at Disneyland. These gigs and lots more, you're going to find them up on my website, cocktailnation.net. And right now, SG Sound, first contact on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Catch You with John Barry, Underground Lair next week, talking James Dean, with the author of a new book about this Hollywood legend. Going to leave you with Desmond Quartet and Take Five. Stay heavy. Oh,